This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Open for Business. I am Arvind Yuvaraj, and joining me today is Mohilan Doraisamy, one of the founders of the Barber Bus, which is exactly what the name says. It's a barbershop inside an actual refurbished bus, and it's so, so interesting. I wanted to get Mohilan on the show to discuss the idea behind this very unique project, growing the business and choosing the right look and feel for this venture. First off, Mohilan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Arvind. Thank you for having me for the show.
Yeah, nice to have you here. So let's start with the origins of the Barber Bus. You're not from the fashion or personal grooming industry. So why a hairstyling business and why a bus?
Well, yeah, we're not from the fashion industry. Nothing to do with the barbering industry. So I'm an engineer by profession, and my brother, who's also the partner with this business, he's a pilot. So all happened because of COVID, right? So when I came back from the US, kind of lost my job. And my brother, obviously, is in the aviation industry. He had to take like a long leave. So, you know, we're thinking like, what is COVID proof and what's something that, you know, people need to do it? And, you know, when thought about it, something simple, with, you know, the idea of a haircut came about. You know, everybody needs to get a haircut regardless of COVID or not. So then we started playing around with that idea, right? So that's kind of how it started. And in terms of why we choose the bus is because we wanted something in Mount Kera area because that's where we live as well. So we wanted something, you know, affordable because all the other saloons around our neighboring area, it's about $120 for a haircut, which, you know, I felt was very expensive. So we wanted to see, you know, how can we provide a cheap service, but also have a quality service. And that means we had to think outside the box because the rental around this area is really expensive. So then we obviously talked to the management and we saw, hey, there's an opportunity with a green patch of land. You know, we bid a proposal. We say we're going to bring in extra footpath, and so that's how, you know, this whole Barber Bus came about. And we wanted something, and we wanted something to mitigate our risk. So then the whole idea of a bus came about. You know, something, it's, you know, something we can play around, and whatever modification that we do, if it doesn't work, we know all the renovation, we can take it and move it somewhere else, so we can do something with it, even, you know, stay in there or whatever, you know. So that's how we all started.
Okay, so I tried looking for this answer everywhere, but I couldn't find it. So I'll just ask, where did you find the bus? Because the land is fine, the land I understand, but where is the bus from?
So when we looked into this bus idea, we are very specific into this is the exact bus that we want, right? Because we wanted people to look at it and bring back memories. If you're a Malaysian, you kind of know, okay, you know, people the age of 40s and 50s, they will say, hey, yeah, this is how I went on a date or whatever, you know, because the minibus has a classic Malaysian thing with it, right? So we're very clear about this is the bus that we wanted. So it started from, it wasn't easy for sure. And we started from Ipoh, we went to, and finally we found somewhere in Segambut. This bus was just, you know, sitting at one corner. We spotted it and we tried to talk to the guys, and so that's how we got the bus. And also one important thing with the bus is that we wanted it to be in a running condition. If at all it doesn't work, we want to be able to drive it somewhere else.
okay, so it's still a functioning bus.
Yes, it is. Everything still works. We had to start it every 2 weeks or a week.
Okay. I want to come back to the look and feel and the vibe of the bus itself in a bit. But before that, I mean, before we move on, I'm always interested to know, is there anything from your background as an engineer in engineering that you've applied to the way you do business or the way you operate the Barber Bus? Because it's so different, right? It's completely different fields. Is there an overlap of skills that you can apply?
Yeah, of course. You know, the way we manage things, and when it comes to the design as well, you know, we my capacity of being able to design it in 3D model, trying to understand what's the spacing required. So all that has been captured. And then we'll also do this risk analysis of what, you know, what can we do? How can we do different? And how can we keep the cost low at the same time, you know, have some profit on it? All that definitely helped with my background and my brother's background. And with my brother's background, the service industry, right? So even when we were to serve something, it's almost like in a plane, we put in a tray, a bottle of water and tissue, whatever, you know. So, mm-hmm. you know, whatever we experience that we had, we try to bring it back to the bus.
Nice. Okay, interesting. So speaking of skills, right, like what was the hiring process like? Because you had to find barbers, hairstylists, professionals. How did that go? Like what were you looking for?
So one thing that we wanted is someone, you know, of course, you got to have the skill to do this, the skill assessment. What we did is, you know, basically we went to Google and saw, you know, what do we do to hire a barber, you know, shaving the balloons and things of such, right? So and that's how we kind of, from that point on, we knew what we wanted in terms of people, presentation to people. Like as soon as somebody walks in, you want to greet them, you know, like, you know, by your name. So we have a booking system where their names are already there. So we tell them, you know, you got to address them with the name, all the skills, like how do you speak to a person? What do you speak, you know? So those are things that we gauge. That's the first priority, right? Is the attitude towards people and the customer. How do you treat your customers? Because if I were to go to a barbershop, I wanted to be treated well. Because the way we present our business is that we want guys to come in and feel relaxed. You know, there's a lot of things going on in their life. As soon as they come walk into the barber bus, we want them to feel relaxed and just enjoy the haircut. That's the whole motive. So to do that, of course, the hiring process, we go through a series of interview, of course, focus on the haircutting skills as well as you know, people skill. That's one of the key criteria that we look for.
And what is your team like now? Like, what is the size of your team? Who are the ones, you know, being the carrying out the service itself?
So we have two barbers, and that is the maximum limit of the bus itself. Actually, it was designed for three, but when we put three chairs, we started looking at it, and we didn't feel comfortable, felt it's too close. So we limited to two people right now, so two barbers. So that is the capacity, and those are two guys that we have hired. So just two barbers and us, both the brothers running the show.
The seating to customers is interesting because you've said that in other interviews as well, that you're happy with that setup for now. Talk to us about that. Like why are you okay just having two customers at the time?
Of course, because honestly, we are more focused on the customer satisfaction, and that's what we really, really strive for. Like we feel like if I were to give you a good service, the money part will come, you know, in the end. But you know, I'm not really focused into having like a huge expansion and having like, you know, you can go to there's so many barber shops around Malaysia, right? If you can go to Hartamas, there's this barber shop, they have like five different chairs, but that's not what I'm looking for. I want like the personal attraction. I want people to talk. I want people to communicate to each other. And I mean, we have that setting. So we felt like two is enough. Anything more than that, it'll be a little more difficult to handle. And also the whole idea is that we want people to come hang around, talk, you know, make friends. And to some capacity, we have achieved that. And we'll still work on that.
Do you get like people queuing up waiting for their turn, or is it all by like appointment basis?
Due to the COVID situation, we do not really encourage people, you know, walk-ins. So it's all mostly online booking. Mm. People call us and we'll do the booking for them. Typically, we try not to get customers waiting. We'll try to, you know, as soon as, let's say the appointment is 2:30, we'll try to get them started at 2:30 because we have this buffer in terms of, you know, the service, right? So, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned just now about, you know, the bus being completely functional, and I wanted to tie that with this question about growth. You know, you have the two-seater bus. What if you want to take in more customers or get more volume? So are you planning on the Babu Bus 2 or the Babu Bus 3? That's the first part of the question. I'll get to the second part once I get this answer.
Yeah, of course. Expansion is definitely is in the works. But honestly, I have to say it's more of the growth has to be, you know, we're not really interested in a fast growth. We really want to understand and we want to make it perfect before we go to the next bus or whatsoever. So in that case, like right now what we have, it's there. It's probably, I want to say 80% there, but we still want to, you know, make it better until we have the full understanding of what we can do and, you know, all the little problems that we have. We fix all that, then we'll move to the next bus. Also, what is really important is just not, you know, starting up new buses or new barbershop. It's just how do we, you know, the cutting skills, the people personality. We just want to make sure that we have some kind of a school set up before we, you know, grow further. We just want to make sure that if you were to come to barber bus number one or two, the haircuts are all the same and you're treated the same way. That's key here.
Right. Okay. Will the barber bus ever leave Mount Kiara, you think? Like, or is that not even in the plan at the moment?
No. So let me bring back to the design criteria, that's something that we overlooked at, is that yes, the barber bus was sitting by its own, but the problem was that some of the complaints, some of the feedback that we had from customers is that it wobbles a little bit. So we have to anchor the bus onto the ground right now. So right now we can't move the bus. So it's going to be here as long as we can.
Okay. Okay, so we need to take a quick break for some messages, but when we come back, we'll talk about the vibe of the Babu Bus and lessons from starting this business. This is Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Breathe freely, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvin, and my guest today is Mohilan, a co-founder of the Barber Bus, which is exactly what it sounds like, a barbershop inside an actual bus. So just continuing, right, what we were talking about just now, I guess the inside of the bus is so, so important, like the vibe and the atmosphere. How did you decide on that aesthetic, you know, the look and feel of the whole thing?
So we wanted to go back like the old retro American barbershop. That's the idea that we had. Obviously we had the design challenges because it's in a bus, everything has to be customized. So we had a rough idea of what we wanted. We put it in 3D and we kind of knew that's the vibe that we wanted. So yeah, then the execution part came along. That was really difficult because some of it we have to DIY ourselves. Obviously I'm not a carpenter, but you know, a lot of lessons, a lot of mistakes done, we learned from that. A lot of money wasted as well.
A lot of YouTube.
a lot of videos, YouTube, you know, Pinterest. So name it.
What is your target market with the Babu Bus? Because you have a few services, different pricing for each one. So who are your main customers?
So mainly the community around Mount Kera, because Mount Kera itself, it's a huge community. There's a lot of condos around here. So our target is to people around here, you know, they can walk to a barbershop and get a good service. And then go and pick up a drink in the next cafe. You know, that's the whole idea. So I'll say I'll focus mostly on the Mount Kera community. But of course, we have people from Seremban coming in. And and we're glad that we can offer our service to them.
You have people driving down from Seremban to get a haircut at the Babu Bus?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think so? Do you think that's a social media thing? Because it's hyper Instagrammable, right? So this is something where I'm pretty sure when people come in, they get their haircut, they're going to take pictures of the bus, outside the bus, inside the bus. So is that like a social media factor that's helping you or driving traffic to you?
Definitely. Social media has you know, the huge contribution to what we do and how we promote, right? Because people come in. People take pictures, and that's exactly why we wanted it in such a way that, you know, it's Instagrammable. Everything now has to be Instagrammable. Then you get traffic, right? So yeah, people tag us. We ask people to tag us. We give discounts when you do that, or, you know, reviews. So all that definitely helps. Social media plays a huge role in what we do.
How else are you promoting? Like, how else are you creating awareness? I've seen the Babu Bus in a few articles, a few interviews, but how else are you, like, putting your name out there?
Honestly, mainly it's social media and word of mouth. We think that's really important, because if you were to get a good service, then you'll go and tell your friends. And so that's the two main area. We want to try to give the best service we can. And we constantly call customers and try to get their feedback. I think it's important for us as an owner as well, especially that we are still in the learning phase. And we constantly call our customers to get the feedback, you know, what can we improve, and you kind of learn from that.
You've mentioned services a few times. Could you just run us through the kinds of services that you provide at the Babu Bus?
Yeah, of course. So we do have the first one is the presidential service. So presidential service, what we have is that for a guy to come in, he'll get like a face mask, facial massage. We have a hot steam. We'll steam your face so that you open up your pores before you get a shave. Then you have a, you know, preferred drinks, that's Coke, that's coffee and all that. Then you get your haircut. Then in the end, what we'll do is we'll put a cold towel on your face to close all the pores, clean up. And that's the presidential service. Also, forgot to mention, there's also nose waxing that comes with it if you want to do it. And that's the presidential service. Then we have the regular haircut, beard shave, trimming, hair tattoo. So these are the services that we have. We do not have like hair washing because of the because it's in a bus setting, it's hard to cater for water.
Mm-hmm.
So without that and everything else, it's we can do it.
So everyone says that, you know, they've learned like invaluable things from the pandemic and starting their own business or going into entrepreneurship during the pandemic, right? So what did you learn? What is the number one lesson that you got from running the Bubble Bus and starting it during the pandemic as a pandemic business?
Yeah, because one of the first things that we learned is that never put your eggs all in one basket, right? Like, because we always depended on our job.
Mm.
And as soon as that was, you know, that had an issue, we were lost. So, you know, we decided we'll never ever go back to that situation. We always have to, you know, kind of diversify how we make our income. And that's the first lesson that we learned. So, and that's the whole idea of starting businesses, right? Like, yes, of course, I'm still working as an engineer. My brother's still a pilot, but we all also have this secondary income that is supporting us.
Right, right. Okay, nice. What kinds of challenges are you facing with the Bubble Bus at the moment?
Mainly is the manpower, right? To get the right person with the right attitude. That is the biggest challenge. Of course, we had a lot of people who come in and couldn't meet our expectation. We had to, you know, change. So that's the main criteria, to find the right people, especially being punctual. That's honestly, it's harder than I never anticipate people to be in not punctual. But that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is that our barbers do not show up in time. But it's something that we're working on. You know, we discuss with them, we talk to them, because what happens is that once the booking is there, if that's not, you know, if they don't show up, then it's a problem for us, right? Because we're not going to honor the time and the service to this customer who has, you know, allocated certain time to get the service. So we see it as a huge problem, because once that doesn't happen, it's customer's not going to be happy. And yeah, so that's something that we're trying to fix. It's not easy. Again, right, hiring the right person is really, really key to that.
So I think a good way to sort of wrap up the interview would be to talk about what's next, because we spoke a bit about having more buses. You gave some insight on that. What other plans do you have for the future of this business? What aspirations do you have for the brand?
So apart from growing, we're also looking into, we're actually already working on, you know, more on like the beard oil, hair products, or something that we're working on to incorporate with the Bubble Bus team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also looking, hopefully soon, it's in the works. There's probably going to be a cafe coming up soon as well from us.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're diversifying a little bit, but just to kind of work, it's going to be in the proximity of the Bubble Bus as well. So people, sometimes you have people waiting, so we just want to compliment them with coffee and things as such.
So it'll be within the same vicinity?
Hopefully, yeah. That's the goal.
So I just had a new question just pop up in my mind, something that I didn't ask you before. So just before we wrap up, competition in the market, because it is a very competitive space, but I guess because you have your niche, how are you navigating that?
Yeah, so just around us, I think there's 5 saloons just very close to us. Providing good service, mm-hmm, with affordable pricing. That's the, because people have a lot of choices, right? And that's why we had to be really careful in terms of, we always have to be on the edge to make sure, you know, you cannot provide the best service to our customers, because, you know, customers has a lot of options here.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we do our things right, I think customers will come back to us.
It's just about fulfilling those basics first, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Muilan, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much, Arvin. Thank you for having both of us, you know, in this show.
Right, that was Muilan Doraisamy, co-founder of The Bubble Bus in Monkeara. If you miss any part of this show, you can download the podcast on the BFM website, the BFM app, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcast from. This has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.